carbon as well. The yom akrivos carbon. So it's a yom zgachis malach. All right. That's why some wanted to say that that by erev Pesach is only the rabbanon. It's based on it's gzero. Now the rabban say gzero because of another erev. But inherently, there's no yom akrivos carbon over here. Yeah. There's no yom. Chatzos, you can't say it's a yom. Okay. But the Tesis disagrees, of course, because there goes it over. That's the Ramban, is the point. Now, what we're saying is like this. What is the question at this? Is what is Erev Shabbos? What is Erev Shabbos? What kind of an issue is Erev Shabbos? So the answer is, in Erev Shabbos, there is no yom. But in Erev Shabbos, it's a separate halacha that he's supposed to be a gavra. That's what? A gavra that's asur b'malach. It's purely halacha in the gavra. He's supposed to be a gavra that's asur b'malach. Of course, all the malachas, where are they derived from? From chalas shomayim. It can't be just, he shouldn't do anything to distract him. It has to have a ratzura. He's supposed to be a gavra that's asur b'malach. So that you have to go by chalas shomayim. That's why the Gra says the constantly question is always Chalamayit. All cross-references to Chalamayit. But it's Allah and the Gavra. And the biggest the proof of the Ramah is also proof from the Ramah. Why? Because the Ramah says that that's only if he's Kaveya himself. But if something occurs that he has to do a Malacha, but it's not Bederach Kviyas, then there's no issue. Why? Because then the Allah is, he's supposed to be, he's not allowed to be a gavra that's not concerned about Shabbos. The Issur Malacha is he's not supposed to be a gavra. Is based upon he's not supposed to be a gavra that's not concerned about Shabbos. So if it happens derech haroi, derech mikra, there's no problem. There's no problem. So here the malacha is a halacha and the gavra. He should not be a gavra that's. The reason why he has to be a gavra that's asur b'malacha is because he shouldn't be a gavra that's isn't concerned about Shabbos, right? That's a derech mikra's mutter. So therefore, the halacha is like this. But a poel is halacha and the gavra also. You see, a poel is halacha and the gavra as well. So if he's a poel, he's exempted from this halacha. Because you cannot say that he's a gavra that's not concerned about Shabbos, because he's a gavra of a poel and he has a chiyuv of malacha as a gavra of a poel. So therefore, a poel is mutter basiyas a malacha erev Shabbos. There's no problem. You see, it's not the point is like the Magen Avraham, the others, when they're approaching it, they're approaching it with a regular issur malacha. Just like you see all over. It's not a regular Issur Malacha. The regular Issur Malacha requires a yom. There's no yom over here. So over here, the Issur Malacha is purely in terms of the gavra. What is it? That he's not allowed to be a gavra. That's not allowed to be a gavra. That's not concerned with Shabbos. That's why it says like this. Kol Osur Malacha. That's what it means, really. Gemara says, Kol Osur Malacha Be'erev Shabbos, Ein Aroa Siman Bracha. But why does it say Ein Aroa Siman Bracha? Why does it say Osur Lasas Malacha Erev Shabbos? The answer is because if we would say Asa Lasas Malacha Erev Shabbos, the implication would be that it's a real Issur Malacha like Kol Osur Moed or like Yantif. That's impossible. It doesn't make any sense over here. It's just that he's Ein Aroa Siman Bracha means there's a lack in the Gavra. But the Chachamim enforced it. Not simply they just leave it that way. They made a takana that Erev Shabbos you can't have the Malacha because of the fact that it's the Eina Roa Simon Bracha, which means the lack in the Gavra, that come in forth. And while Raya that they made a halach out of it, what's the Sigmarius? Erev Pesach, Erev Shabbos Nami. But the formula of Eina Roa Simon Bracha had to remain in that language, because it could never be termed Asr B'Malach. Because if you change it and you term it Asr B'Malach, the implication would be like it's an Isra Cholomoy, and it's not. The issue is simply that he's not allowed to be a Gavra that's not concerned about Shabbos. But if he's a gavra of a poel, that's different. Then he has a ptur like Berchas and Mosem, like Tefillah, like all the other halachas. Because he can't say he's not a gavra that's not asik with Shabbos. He's a god, the gavra of a poel is making demands on him. And that's why he can't be asik. It's not like a regular issur. If it was a regular issur, he can't do his urim. Because a poel can't do his urim. But a poel is exempted from certain things which interfere with the gavra of a poel. With anything which interferes with the gavra of a poel is his mutter. You see? That's why we've got the tefillah, we've got the bris mazal, all those things. So that's why over here, really, the answer is that po'alam amutter. Erev Shabbos. Po'alam amutter. That's why there's no problem between, there's no stiras asugis at all between the Gemara and Shabbos and between the Gemara and Pesach. Because really they blew the tekiyas later in the day on Erev Shabbos. Why did they blow it then? Because they're talking about the people that work in the Sada. And the Sada is always Pesach. Sada is always Pesach. And then this poalim in the city as well. You see, the whole sugya in Shabbos has to be understood in terms of poalim, but in terms of an individual who is not a poel to simply do a ma'isa malacha is awesome. It's awesome. See. In other words, of course, the reason for it is that he shouldn't be a gavra that's not concerned about Shabbos. But the fact that he becomes asur b'malacha makes him concerned about Shabbos. It makes him concerned about Shabbos. So you say this, you can answer the steer as a sugis. Well, with regard to chaniyas, we'd have to agree with the Magen Avraham, the Pakamatim. Yeah. In other words, in my list, say when the Gemara says in Pesachim that my year of Pesachim, Achilu Erev Shabbos and Erev Yantif Nami, so the Gemara should say, no, it's not kasha. Why? Because Erev Shabbos and Erev Yantif Po'alam Amutter, I mean Amutter, yes, and Erev Pesach they're also. But that's not a difficult. It's not a difficult. Yeah. Because the Gemara is just saying that the implication of Ad Chatzos means that only here there's a concept of an Isser, like Mashiach says, oh, there's also the nature of the Isser, you don't know. But that's all the Gemara is saying. And Mashmid at Ad Chatzos over here only is there a concept of Isser. It doesn't exist every Shabbos, every Yom. So this way you can explain this. There's one point I want to mention with regard to Cholamai, that we said that, and when we learned Tachas Cholamai, so we said, you reminded me, that Tirch is a Shir Malacha. Tirch is a Shir Malacha. Okay? As a matter of fact, there's a Halacha of Gavshushis Shebabayas, is Mutter. If you have a little mound in your house, you know, they had the earthen floor, you let her knock off the mound. Even though it's not considered, even though the Tzarech HaMayi requires that you do a Derech Shinui, but it's not even Shlob Derech Shinui, because they say there's no Tirch at all involved. So you see that there's a Tirch is a Shir Malacha, and if there's no Tirch whatsoever, it cancels the Malacha in Chol HaMayi. Interesting thing. But at any rate, Tirch in Chol HaMayi is really a Lacha in the Shir of Malacha. There's only one case where you have Tircha per se, that's in Mecca Chometa. That's why you have the Machlekes of Shanim, whether it's because of Tircha or whether it's because of the Shvas, the Mukhi Yosef. Okay. There is one more case of Tircha that is Eim Mefanin Mechatzah Lechatzah. That's in Tachtuf Lamedei. Okay, but we're not going into it. Okay, so it comes out like this, that with regard to haircut, so it comes like this, anything that's a Tzarech Shabbos is considered like the Tzarech HaMayed. Because the whole Isser is that, it's an interesting thing though, it's an interesting thing, see? The formulation is interesting, all right? Because what's the nature of the Isser of Shabbos? Is because the Gavra shouldn't be... Shouldn't the gavra is supposed to be involved in the covered Shabbos, right? He's supposed to be involved in covered Shabbos, so therefore he has to be asur b'malacha. Has to be asur b'malacha. But let's say a real malacha la covered Shabbos, a real malacha that's ma'isa umma la covered Shabbos, should be really mutter. It's an interesting thing. It should be logically mutter, because then he's involved in the covered Shabbos. So apparently it's not. Yeah, the system has to be barred from Chol HaMoed. So therefore, Letzarach Shabbos is defined in the same as Tzarach HaMoed. But the Tom is not going to always be the same as the system itself. To do a malacha gemur Letzarach Shabbos is also. You know, the whole nature of the issue is because it should be involved in Tzarach Shabbos. So that proves what we're saying, that it's a malacha, that it must be a gavra. It's a halacha, he must create a state in the gavra that he's eino osik b'malacha. He's eino osik b'malacha. That state is barred from Chol HaMoed. So even if it's a malacha gemura letzorach Shabbos, it's still osik. So letzorach Shabbos is defined simply as what? As playing the same role as letzorach HaMoed. Letzorach Shabbos is defined as letzorach HaMoed. So it'll come out that that's why the Gra is against taking a haircut after 9.5 hours. This point that we're mentioning happens to be a machlekes. Because you see, he brings down, with regard to the Mestapim Kol HaYom, so the Mishnah brings down, that V'atam D'nir L'chol HaOsa, L'chol HaOsa Mestapa L'Tzarach Shabbos. It's Muchach that's L'Tzarach Shabbos. So they want to say, that's what they argue with the Gra. They want to say it's Muchach that's L'Tzarach Shabbos, even if it's Mavacha Gemara's mother. That's the end of my summer. Al Yedei Akum should be mutter on Erev Shabbos. Because you see, even Erev Pesach, they didn't ask Al Yedei Akum. That's what he brings down. Al Yedei Akum.
What, it's not Maisa Uman?
No, so even if it's Maisa Uman, but if it's Al Yedei Akum, it's mutter. In other words, the question of whether a Heter Letzarach HaMoed exists with regard to Erev Pesach depends upon the Machlokes in the Ramban. If you say like Pesach, that's an issue because of the carbon, so what does that do with Letzarach HaMoed? The fact that it's in the Sakhim HaGel and Letzarach HaMoed, what's the Heter? There's no Heter for that. It's a different thing altogether. Erev Pesach has no Shaykhus for the rest of the Yom Tov. But if you say that Allah, like Ramban said, that what's the issue of Erev Pesach was formulated just like Erev Shabbos, the nature of the formulation was that it's an Isser because of Matzah Marah. So it's an Isser because of Matzah Marah. So then already you could say that Letzarach HaMoed is just like Letzarach Shabbos on Erev Shabbos, where Letzarach Shabbos is defined as Letzarach HaMoed, is defined in the same category as Letzarach HaMoed. But if you say like Tashis, it would seem that Letzarach HaMoed shouldn't be a Heter Erev Pesach. It's a separate Isser of carbon. Okay. Al Yedei Akum would seem to be Al Yedei Akum is mutter, because the Achronim say brought down by Erev Pesach that they never asked Al Yedei Akum like they did in Chol HaMoed. That they never asked. That's a separate issue in Chol HaMoed. Anything you can't do, or even Al Yedei Akum you can't do. That was a separate issue in Chol HaMoed. But Erev Pesach never made that issue. Al Yedei Akum is mutter, and Erev Shabbos certainly mutter. It'll come out like this, that to fix your bike. Like you mentioned, fix your bike after 3:30, be awesome. Be like tikkun tzorchei rechiva, but rechiva itself be mutter, because there's no fear. You're mowing the lawn is also Erev Shabbos. Be awesome after 9.5 hours. The only thing you have really Erev Shabbos that you don't have anywhere else is if it's Akroi. That's the basic thing that you have. Erev Shabbos, you don't have a lot of money. Why? That the answer is because it's in the gavra. That's what he said. Because it's not a condition of yom. There's no yom there. It's just in the gavra. So a kroy is not considered a gavra.
Why don't you also buy air pesach?
There's another case of tircha. The other case of tircha is in tough kriflamet vav. Ein mosh kivin tanagolos al beitzim agad lafrocha. Interesting Mishnah Brura there. In Tess, he quotes the Rosh. That it'll come out that you're involved in the Suffolk deraisa, the issue of Shivan Tanagolos al Beitzim is because of Tircha. And he says that if you hold Chol HaMoed, so now the question is if you could sell them as eggs before they actually start germinating. So before it's Nisraken, so you could sell them as eggs, and maybe it's not a Dover Ovid, it's a Shiloh. So the Mishpura is close from the Rush. That if you hold Chol HaMoed, that's a Midrash, so you can't do it. You're going to be a suffering deraisa. You're involved in a suffering deraisa. What kind of a strange phenomenon? That tircha in chol hamoed, you could be over in this deraisa. Whereas tircha in yontif itself, you will never be over in this deraisa. But the reason is because since chol hamoed was given over to the Rabbanon to decide what the Shini Hayom is. It's a Shir and Shini Hayom. So it'll come out, even the Tircha will be over in the Raisa and Cholamayit. It'll be Mohammed in Yantif itself. In Yantif, you have Lama Zayim Malachas. There's only Malachas the Raisa in Yantif. Tircha in Yantif is definitely Rabbanon. But it'll come out, the Cholamayit will be Mohammed in Yantif. Because since Cholamayit doesn't have any Malachas to distinguish it. But it goes according to the Shir, the Chacham gaze, the way the Chacham set up the system, will come out. Even Tircha, you'll be over Nisr Raisa. That's a rush. But anyway, we have to really rethink the whole concept of Tircha. The whole concept of Tircha. We didn't really. What we said was just with regard to Tircha was just very tentative. We have to rethink the area. What exactly is Tircha? What exactly is Tircha? Like, for instance, why is this considered Tircha? Moshivin Tanagolas Ola Beitzin. Loshiv Tanagolas Ola Beitzin. Legad Lefrochim. Why is that considered Tircha? There's no Malacha involved. Why is Takamachi, of course, is a Machlokas, whether it's Tircha or not. Tircha is a difficult thing to define. Because you have, for instance, the Halacha is, what are you going to say Tircha is? If you say Tircha is something, of course, a problem of Oneg, okay? You're going to have a difficulty. Why? Because, for instance, halacha is, if you've got the chol hamoed, that you're not allowed to move your furniture on chol hamoed. That's halacha. Separate halacha. You're not allowed to move things. Shelo lefanos, mechotzo lechotzo. You're not allowed to take your can from one chotzo to another chol hamoed, all right? So, the halacha is, that's because of tircha. But the halacha is that it's only also derech rishus harabim, because it's mefus. So therefore, if there's a pesach between two chatzeros, it's mutter to carry from one to the other. Does that mean you can walk all day long, right? And yet pakamachia kol shehu, which means where I go and I buy something for a nickel, right? So you're going to tell me that pasuk comes here. So tircha cannot be. You see that tircha doesn't mean that you're interfering with the oneg. It's not like a loch of oneg Shabbos on a yontif. That's basically the thing. Hefsemur means that it's defined as a law. It's defined as a law. Hefsemur means in terms of the gavra. The gavra feels it's a loss. Hefsemur, he doesn't care. Why is the soccer called mutter by the Zevul Shabbakotza? Is it mutter? Because inherently there's nothing wrong with it. There's no malach of it. There's no issue. So then, if that's the case, so that's only the soccer is buttons mutter. So you can't take it outside, even if there is no aroma. But if you say the soccer is dodging is mutter, because actually it's also. It's also to move the Zevul hand. Now I do anything. But the only thing is that there's a matir over there because he can't possibly live that way. So they were matir. If that's the case, then when you can't miss out those dozen, you can take it outside to the house also. So it comes out like this. There's two concepts of tircha. One concept of tircha is a shear in malach. For instance, with regard to davar ha'avod. So if there's a certain level of tircha, so now dav rovah can't be matir. So with their tircha, if there is no tircha, still the ma'aseh malach is aser, unless it's dav rovah. So their tircha is a shear in malach. Tircha is a shear in malach. But then there's another kind of tircha in chol hamoed, where tircha simply is a term that means that the Chachamim created a certain Tzurasa Isra on Yontif. And there is no, it's not Malach. So what shame do they use? The shame is Tircha. That's Tircha per se. Now Tircha per se doesn't exist on Yontif. Tircha per se only exists on Chol HaMoed. So that's why you have this strange phenomenon. that according to Shita Stirishan, the whole Kalamud is the Raisa, so it'll come out that if you do something which is Tircha per se, let's say, for instance, you take the chicken, you put it on the egg, so then you'll be over, and it's the Raisa. Whereas in Yontif, you'll be over Muktzah, you'll be over the Rabbanan, but you won't be over in the Raisa. You see? Now, there's one halacha which shows you a little bit the formula, a little bit gives you more insight into the formulation. For instance, in Tavkuf Lamed Hay, why you can't be mefana mechatzel lachatzel in Cholamayim. Why? That's a halacha of Tircha per se. But it's only Derech Hashus Harabim. It's only Derech Hashus Harabim. But if it's not Derech Hashus Harabim, it's mutter. Why? Because Derech Hashus Harabim is mefursim. What does it have to do with it? So apparently you can work all day in Cholamayim. No problem. As long as it's not Derech Hashus Harabim, you can move your furniture from one place to the next. Okay? But Derech Hashus Harabim is also because it's mefursim. So apparently the halacha of Tircha is halacha of Bizei HaMoedos. Halacha of Bizei HaMoedos. That's why only if it's Mefursim it's awesome. Because where it's Mefursim is halacha of Bizei HaMoedos. But it's always not. So really Tircha, Tira, it's a definite, so therefore Tircha basically is defined as Bizei HaMoedos. That's really the definition of Tircha. And certain activities that Chacholim Asir inherently because of Bizei HaMoedos and they placed it under Tircha. So it comes up to there's two different types of tircha. There's tircha which is a sheer malacha, and then there's tircha per se. It means an activity which the chacham asid, even though it's not a malacha, because of bizei hamodos, they asid the tzuras hamaisa. This tzuras hamaisa. And that shem is tircha. That's the shem tircha. Okay, now by when it comes to parkamachi, it's a machlokas rishonim. Whether by parkamachi they asid it because of a shem tircha, or by Parkamachia, which most hold, doesn't mean Muki Yosef holds that Parkamachia is also because of the Shlus. You see, over there it's a Machlevis. But you see an interesting thing, because you see that there's no Issa Tircha on Yontif itself. Because if there was, there would be no need for the Chachomim to Asa Parkamachia, because of Gzera Shem HaYichtov on Yontif. It's also on Chalamoid because of Tircha. So you see the halacha of Tircha is only a halacha malachas kalamayah. It's not a halacha in Yontif. Were it a halacha in Yontif too, so then there'd be no need to asa parkamachi because of Gzera Shem and Yichto when it's asr anyways because of what? Because of Tircha per se. So you see that the categories of Isser are different on kalamayah than they are in Yontif. On Yontif is, so to speak, protected by Lamatas and Lamatayim malachas. You know what I mean? So therefore, there never was a halacha. There never was a need for to create an institution of tircha per se. But chol hamoed is a different kind of a thing. Chol hamoed is strictly in terms of bizei hamoedos, different framework. The framework is bizei hamoedos. That's the framework, and that includes malacha. It includes malacha. It's a malacha per se, and includes also. It includes also certain things that were also because of Tircha. That became also because of Tircha. There's one interesting case, though. The interesting case is Gavshushas. Gavshushas Sheva Bias is mutter. To remove a Gavshushas Sheva Bias, even though that definitely is a Malacha Deraisa. So why is that mutter? So they say because there's no Tircha involved. That's what the Beis Yesa says. That's what the Beis Yesa says. On Chol HaMoed. Yantav Biyosir is definitely also Bosom Malach. Yeah, that's in Tavkuf Mem. That's in Tavkuf Mem. So why is Gavshushas Sheva Bias Mutter? So the Beis Yesa says, even if it's Malach Gemur, you're taking off the Gavshushas, that's Midaraisi, you have Nisan Shabbos, five Tars. If you remove the Gavshushas Sheva Bias, because that little action is considered Bona. It's moving out the floor. Nevertheless, Chol HaMoed is mutter, 100% mutter. Beis Yesa and Tavkuf Mem. Avagav the Malacha Gemuri, the Eino Dover Ovid, Shari b'Chol HaMoed. Kivan she'ena Malacha shel Terach. It would seem from the Beis Yesa that they only answered certain Malachas to begin with. The malachas sheyesh lam tircha are asur. Only those malachas. But once you have those malachas, even though you're not matriach yourself, but the ma'isa malacha per se is asur. But not every malacha is asur chalamayim. That's why Gavshus Shalabayas is more.
What?
Yes, yeah. You're right. I mean, binyan bone is considered a malacha shel tircha, but it's not that they took bone and they said bone is awesome. They didn't take it in terms of specific malacha. It's in terms of general malachas. Only in these specific activities. It would come out like this. It would come out that in chalamayid there's a big difference between chalamayid and between yantar. Another respect. That in Yontif, it's the categories of the Malacha that's also. In Cholamoyed, it's a certain Tzuras of Maisa that's also. It's a certain specific Maisim are also. And the Maisim that are also because they have a Malacha, either because it has a Malacha Shel Tircha, so then it's also because of Malacha, per se, or else certain activities which they asid per se because of these yamodos, which aren't malachas, and those come under the heading of tircha. That's why you have a whole group of things called tircha. It comes out basically the fundamental difference in chalamayit and yantif is that in yantif it's malacha that's asr, and in chalamayit it's meisim that are asr. Certain tzuras of meisim are asr. No, the meisa itself doesn't have to entail tircha. The mice itself doesn't. If the person take a glass of water and pour it on his lawn, he'll be over and it's a derisa. There's no tircha at all. I take a glass of water and pour it on the lawn. What's the reason? Either there's no tircha involved. What's the answer? And the answer is because watering the lawn is a malacha shel tircha. It's a malacha shel tircha. So since it's a malacha shel tircha, the malacha per se is us. The malacha per se is us. That's only basada. Because basada is defined, this activity is defined as a malacha shel tircha. But the bias wouldn't be us. It would seem that the basic difference between the chol hamoed and between yantif is that in chol hamoed it's more specific. It's not the generic malacha that was us. It was the nature, the tzuras hamais of the malacha that's also. So you can have the same malacha of bone, which would be also in chalamayit, in the case where he's in notul gavshushis, is mutter. Because that kind of an action is not considered an action of tircha. So therefore it comes out, like we just said, if you strike a match on, striking a match on chalamayit, let's say for no purpose at all. Or just strike a match, just like this. So is it mutter or is it also? Mutter. Mutter. Because striking a match is not considered a malacha shel tircha. It's not considered ever a malacha shel tircha. That's what the result is. But now what results is like this. So basically, the underlying theme of all the malachas and chalamay that are rasa is the framework is bizi amodos. It's not lamates malachas. The framework is bizi amodos. The framework is not lamates malachas. But they use lamed tes malacha. See, in certain cases, it will come out that if you do one of the lamed tes malachas, even though there's no tircha involved at all, you're over in this direction. Where the malacha is a malacha shel tircha. Where the malacha is a malacha shel tircha, if you do a maise, even though you're not matriach yourself, it doesn't have to do with your tircha. That was the question we asked originally. Parkamachi, you're going to tell me it's aser because of tircha, according to the most Rishonim. And you're going to tell me that nevertheless I could be mafana things from one chutz to another. So we were thinking first of the question of onig yantif for chalamayit. No, there's no onig yantif for chalamayit. No such thing. It doesn't make any sense because I'm not going to work all day carrying my furniture. The answer is that the framework of the surah malacha chalamayit is always bizni amoedos. That's the framework. Yantif is no such halacha. Yantif is lamates malachas. So yantif, you don't. There's no issue like that. Lama tes malachas created kedusha sayom, and once there's a kedusha sayom, then there's no problem of bizer. See, then there's no problem of bizer. But in sin chalamayit is not protected with lama tes malachas. So therefore, the framework, the underlying framework, is really bizyamodas. The thing that they asid was, they asid two types of things. One, where they asid a certain malacha per se, you see, because the nature of the malacha is malacha stircha, then even if you do a mashahu, you're over. And the second thing is that they took certain activities and they defined them as osur because of bizyamodas, and that they call tircha. And you have Magen Avraham in Tuf Lamed Vav. Ask the question. That you're not allowed to. If there's a tircha gedola, b'chazirus is also by the time gedolas. Right, it was bara. The kash alam they dover over the mutlasas more than more kash came there. Then he so he says when you're the shemkal kind of goes yeshu salbeishin shirahukum. All right, first she's going to go, yeah, oh, fine, all right. They give me the death test. But the question is that it's mutalasas malacha gemura, so call stain this. Yeah, but according to what we're saying, there's no problem. Why? Because what we're saying is like this. We're saying that in chol hamoed, it's not malacha per se that's nesa. If it was malacha per se that was Nesar, so then he'd be right. It would be like Yantif. He's telling me he could do malacha gemura, so certainly tircha. On Yantif, he can make such a kalvachama. He'll say that malacha gemura is muta, certainly tircha. Of course, because tircha is on lower level. But you see over here, chol hamoed, it's not malacha gemura that's Nesar. Vauraya muta lethal gafshus shiva bias, even though it's malacha gemura. From tuf mem. So not even an issa, you don't require a matter of davar over. So even though there's an issa malacha on chalamay, but the issa malacha is not issa malacha per se. You see? It's a certain tzuras hamaisa which has malacha that the chachamim asked. If the malacha is a malacha shel tircha, so then the maisa malacha per se is also, even though there's no specific tircha in your case. But it's a maisa malacha sheyesh ba tircha. Because it's halacha in bizi amodas. So that activity itself is a bizi amodas. Even though you weren't matriach at all. You see. But it's not the essence of the yisr is bizi amodas. The essence of the yisr is not malacha per se. Since that's the case, so that's why dover ovid won't be matir tircha. Where the yisr is tircha per se. Where the yisr is tircha per se, dover ovid won't be matir. That's why the Beis HaShalchan, you see, it's only matir the malacha itself, but it's not matir only up to a certain point. But once you reach the Shia Tircha, then it's asr. Because Dover Ovid, what is Dover Ovid matir? Apparently Dover Ovid is matir the Maisa HaMalacha per se. You see? But it's not matir in other words, like this. See, why is it certain activities also on Chol HaMoed? Because of Bizi HaMoedos. Mm-hmm. That's the nature of the Yisr. And the Chachamim assert certain activities because of Bizi HaMoedos. But then they took a look at the Malachas and they said that certain Malachas, they said, which have a connotation of Bizi HaMoedos. Even if you do it less than the Shir Tircha. Even if the manner in which you did it is not Bizi HaMoedos, but simply because the activity per se is an activity of Tircha, you see, they asked it. But that Dover Ovid is Matir. But Dover Ovid isn't Matir, actual Bizi HaMoedos, actual Maisa Bizi HaMoedos. You see, that's the halacha. The halacha is that Dover Ovid can't be Matir Bizi HaMoedos per se, but it can be Matir a certain activity which is considered Bizi HaMoedos because of its association to a Malachas Tircha. If in the way you did it, you didn't do it in a way that's Mavaz of the Moedos. So that Dover Ovid can be Matir. But Dover Ovid cannot be Matir Bizi HaMoedos per se. That's what I was saying. So that would answer his question.
What?
In other words, it's consistent. It doesn't... certain... Oh, yes. When we say, again... certain things are also because sometimes the reason why there's a bizeh moedos is because the nature of the activity that you're doing is an activity which is a malacha shel tircha, like a maisa harisha. Even though it just takes a second to put your foot on the ground to smooth it out, it's not, it doesn't involve any tircha, but that's also, oh my word, because it's a malacha shel tircha. Okay? Then there's then there are certain things which the chachamim asur, which are not considered malacha, but inherently they're defined as bizeh moedos. Like Moshivim Tanagolas. They define that inherently is awesome. That's what's called Tircha. They define that inherently as being a Maisa Shel Bizeh. Okay? Now, then in both of those cases, you have another phenomenon. The phenomenon is where the Gavra is involved in this Asiya to a point where it's actually Bizeh Moedos. The involvement of the level of involvement of the Gavra. That, wherever there's a high level of involvement of the Gavra in the activity, you see, then Dover Ovid is a Matter. Then Dover Ovid is a Matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter which category. The answer to Maharam's question is that his question is based on the premise that Malach and Gemur Chalamad is also per se. It's not also per se. Chalamad is a different concept where you have actions that are defined as bizeh moedos. Among them are malachas. So it comes out that pouring a glass of water on your front lawn is also midaraisa in chalamad. You didn't do anything, you're not involved in tercha. No, but that's malachas tercha. That's a malachas tercha. A person can unload a truck from morning to night, it will not be considered bizeh moedos. Because bizeh moedos requires two things. It requires a certain type of activity and a certain involvement of the gavra. That's what it requires. If you know the activity, you can work all day long. It requires a certain character of the activity. That's either what the Chacham termed tircha or else malach. So in other words, you have to say like this, that according to Rashi, any time they made it source of malach, that is just tircha per se, is mutter and yudalit. That's why the shovchen a mutter, because it's not really a malacha, it's just they created a new source of malacha, which is a demonstration of bizeh moedos, and that they didn't create on yadalot. There's no malacha on yadalot like that. There's no malacha on yadalot.
What?
So it means like this. In other words, it means like this. So now we have to like this. Now we have to modify a little bit. In other words, we have to say it like this, that with regard to moed, there's two types of bizeh moed. One type of bizeh moed is where you're involved in malacha. Where you're involved in malacha. It's true, it's not just any malacha, it's malacha sotircha. But the bizeh moed stems from the fact that you're involved in malacha. And the second kind of bizeh moed is that they gave certain things a shem malacha, because the activity per se is defined as bizeh moed. Where the activity per se is defined as bizeh moed, it doesn't exist on yadalah. Because on yadalah, the shem bizeh moed doesn't apply. You can't speak of a shem bizeh moed on yadalah. So the only thing is, yadalah is a yom that's awesome malacha. So it's only where there's a maisa malacha that it's awesome. You see, that's in cholamoy, there are two shemos shelissa. One shem ha'issa in cholamoy is a shem malacha. That's the Shem Oeser, the Shem Malacha. The other things that the Chachamim instituted, the Shem is a Shem Tircha. If the Shem is Bizeh Moed. So wherever the Shem is Bizeh Moed per se, then there's no Oeser on Yadalah. But wherever the Shem is Malacha, then it's Oeser on Yadalah also. Now, of course, on Chol Hashem Moed, the Shem Malacha, what's wrong with the Shem Malacha on Chol Moed? The Shem Malacha creates a Bizeh Moed. So if you have a Shem Malacha which doesn't create a Bizeh Moed, it's Mutter. Like, for instance, Gav Shusha Sheva Bias. Right. But the Isser is, the Shem Isser is Malacha. Whereas with regard to Yadalah, the Shem Isser cannot be Tircha. You can't have a Shem Isser of Tircha on Yadalah, because it doesn't make any sense, because the Shem Tircha is a Shem Bizeh Moed. But the Shem Oisr and Chol HaMoed is two Shemos. There's a Shem Oisr of Malacha, and there's a Shem Oisr of Bizeh HaMoed, of Tircha. Even though in Chol HaMoed we're not saying that the only thing that's usher is malacha, because Sigap Shushish is mutter. So it means that anything they were machia the Shem malacha from anything which is not a doesn't involve Bizya Moed. In other words, basically we have to say like this: in Chol HaMoed it's an extension of what the Ramban says in the Chumash. Whenever it says in the Torah about the Yom Tov Shem any malachas, it's called malachas avoda l'asa. That's what Ramban says. That Ochol Nefesh Nakas to the malachas avoda. Now you see the Rambam in Perek Ches Alech Yidbeis. Hamash v'pnei akarka and nischavim l'sakein makom shiyam b'bo kri shel tvuo shiyodish bo mutter. If you just want to have a place for usage, it's mutter. Then nischavim l'avoda so oretz osu. What? No, this is in Chol HaMoed. So in Chol HaMoed, there's a separate halacha that it's avoda sa'oretz that's awesome. Avoda sa'oretz. It's a different concept of malacha sa'voda in Chol HaMoed. It's a different concept of malacha sa'voda in Chol HaMoed. But it means in Chol HaMoed there's two shemos. There's a shem malacha, and which malacha? It's malacha, a certain definition of malacha sa'voda that's awesome. Which is, then there's a separate category of tircha. Then there's a separate category of tircha, which is bizya moda. In other words, this strengthens what we were saying before, that there's two shemos of Isra and Chol HaMoed. One shem of Isra and Chol HaMoed is an Isra of Malacha, but which Malachos? Only Malachas Avoda. Only Malachas Avoda. Like Avoda Sa'oretz. Even if you should take a pitchfork and stick it in the ground and just do one thing, which is no tircha, is you take a hoe, you see? It's Avoda Sa'oretz. Originally, I was thinking along these lines, like you're saying Rambam, but I just didn't have enough basis to do it. But you see, from the Rambam, you see that that's what it is. And it leads towards that, especially Rashi's conclusion, the difference in Yadal between Chol HaMoed. So you must say there's two shemos on Chol HaMoed. One is a shem avoda, malacha. Which malacha? A certain type of malacha avoda, like avoda sa'aretz.
Right?
The second shem or iser on Chol HaMoed is a shem tirch. It's a shem tirch. Now in the Rambam, now for the Rambam in the last halacha over there, Chafala, Perkes, so we have to say like this, that where it's just, tirch is mutter on your dalit, but not where there's a specific, where they create a specific tour. That's why the Rambam says that if you, that Moshiv and Shovchen, you can prepare the Shovach, but you can't put the Tanagolas on. Of course, putting the Tanagolas on is true that the Shem or Isser is tircha, but it has a specific tzura. Once it has a tzura, so Isser, once they created a tzura stircha is not mutter. But that's why you require, that's why, but tzura, tzura, but the, that's why you require the mater conditional use to a beitzah, if it's mesa. Because without the matir, you wouldn't be able to do it because it has a certain tzuras on malacha. It has a certain, not just malacha, a tzuras iser of tircha. It has a certain tzura. Okay, but b'moed ain't moshivin. Why b'moed ain't moshivin? I mean, that's going to be a problem why b'moed ain't moshivin. Because b'moed, even though it has a tzuras tircha, but dover of it is matir, even what? Is matir even malacha itself?
Why is it
matir malacha itself? So you'll tell me that Dover Ovid is not Matir Hashem Tircha. It's not Matir Hashem Tircha. So if it's not Matir Hashem Tircha, so why is it Mutter by Barcha? So why is it Mutter by Barcha? Exactly. The answer is because it's not a complete process. That's right. It's not, in other words, wherever there's a Shem Tircha, so wherever there's a Shem Tircha, Dover Ovid is not Matir. But it's Matir Chazora, because in Chazora the process is incomplete. It's only a matter of machzirin, but it's not a matter of the process itself. It's not a new process.
That's it.
Dover over, over is matir tzuras tircha on yudalit. That's right. Because on yudalit, in other words, once there's a tzuras tircha, if there's a tzura, so then it has to be yashin yudalit, just like in Chol HaMoed, because yudalit is really built on Chol HaMoed. Once there's a tzura, it has to be us. But the matir of Dover Ovid doesn't have any difficulty with the Shem Tircha because there's no yom, there's no moed, there's no Shem Moed. So that's why it's matir, the tzuras tircha. But on moed, it can't be matir. It can't be matir on moed. Because on moed, the Shem Tircha is tied into the Shem Moed. So it'll be bizvi on moed. So it can't be matir Shem Tircha. The only thing that matters is if the process is incomplete and it's only machzirin. But Mesa wouldn't be Mate. Because Mesa would be a new Tsuras Tircha, which would be Bizi Amoy. The Tsuras Tircha is Bizi Amoy, and Dover Ovid is not Mate Hashem Tircha. It will come out that Dover Ovid is Mate Hashem Malacha, but it's not Mate Hashem Tircha. And now we come to Hashem. The Erev Shabbos can't be more Chomer than Chol HaShemoy. Not Chol HaShemoy. I mean, it can't be more Chomer than Yedalot. Can't be more Chomer than Yedalot. So therefore it comes out on Erev Shabbos, you have a lot of Hetera. Erev Shabbos really is a time where there's Issa Malacha with many Matirim. In other words, wherever there's a Shem Tircha, according to Rashi, of course, wherever there's a Shem Tircha is Mutter. The only thing that will be Usher is a Shem Malacha. And then, not only that, but it has to be in terms of the Gavra. That's what the Ramos says, in terms of the Gavra. If it's just Aroy, there's no problem. So come at Erev Shabbos, the only thing that's Usher, Erev Shabbos, and Paul, we said, is Mutter. So the only time it's Usher is if you don't have a Shem Poel, if you're an independent person, and it's not a situation that initiated Malacha, but you initiate your Malacha, that means you've been kaveh yourself, then it's Usher, and Shem Tirchas Mutter. That's what it is. Okay. Right, so once again, see how it gets. In Chol HaShemoyed, it's a loch of Zman of Yom. Not only Yom, but there's Kiddush HaMoed. Erev Pesach, it's a loch of Yom. But there's no Kiddush HaMoed. So that's why, according to the Rambam, it's Mutter on Erev Pesach. Is Erev Pesach, according to Machlokes Rambam and Rashi, is according to the Rambam, the Erev Pesach is Osir, anything has a Tzura. Anything has a Tzura. Whether it's Tzura, Tircha, Tzura, Shemoyed, doesn't matter. And that's because you have to Erev Pesach record anything that is Tzuras bar from Chol HaMoed. But the matter of Dovar of it Erev Pesach will be effective even against Shem Tircha because there's no Kedushas HaMoed. There's no Kedushas HaMoed. That's according to the Rambam. According to Rashi, anything which has a Shem Tircha is Mutter on Erev Pesach. On Erev Shabbos, the distinction in Erev Shabbos and Erev Pesach is that Erev Pesach you still have a Yom. Even though it's not a Kedushas HaMoed, they have a Chol HaShem Yom. Chatzos ve'elach is a Chol HaShem in Zman, whereas Erev Shabbos is just Halach and the Gavra. The Zman is not a Zman per se, it's us. It's just that this Zman signifies that the Gavra is not involved in the Kavod Shabbos. So that's why you have the Heter of Polo Erev Shabbos, and you have the Heter of what? Of Kavod. Means Bezdin doesn't do any doesn't enforce the Isser. Bezdin doesn't enforce it. It's an Isser, but Bezdin doesn't put him on Cherem if he doesn't. I mean, for different reasons. It could be, for instance, that Bezdin doesn't do it because it's a situation where people you can't enforce it. You can't enforce it because Erev Shabbos is the last minute. People are for some reason not that qualitatively different. Not that qualitatively. In other words, it's an Isser, no question about it. But Bezdin can't make the Gavra Bar Hachiyav Onish. He's not subject to Onish Bezdin. That subject is not practical. Bezdin can't do it. Yeah, Erev Shabbos is going to catch everybody that doesn't listen. It's not possible. Can't do it. So it's an Isser, but nevertheless, Bezdin isn't Ma'anish on that Isser. It's a separate Loch and Bezdin. Bezdin isn't Ma'anish in certain cases. Can't do it. But the Isser is the same Isser. Yeah, I mean, for several reasons. Because first of all, the whole what is the halacha of Bezdin when Bezdin gives makas martis? Why does Bezdin give makas martis? Because makas martis means that he refuses to abide by the system of the rabbanim. Over here, you can't say that Erev Shabbos person last minute enough time. One minute, you can't say that it's a rebellion against the system. There's no honest basis. But the Isser isn't it?
Right.
Yeah. Now, it seems like this. That according to the Ramban, it would seem you can't learn the second teretz to mean that ain't a rosam and bracha is simply philosophical. Because then it's not possible to say that it's an extension. So you see, the Ramban, that according to the Ramban,
According to Ramban, you have to learn like the Rambam, that it's actually an issur. The only thing is that Mishmut Lama Shantinle means we don't enforce based in. It's not subject to Basedin's, it's not subject to Basedin's enforcement. It's not subject to Onish Basedin. But as a halachic issur, it stands just as strong as any other halachic issur. It's a real halachic issur, it's not a philosophical thing. So it'll come out like this. It'll come out the Ramban agrees with the Rambam. So it would seem from this that there are many Rishonim, I mean, it would have to seem, hold that it's an actual issa. So actually it seems clear there's Nissa Malacha. The Taz is the one that wants to say it's not a real issa. Very difficult. From the Ramban we proved it. The Rambam says it clearly. And according to the first Taz Gemara, for sure, it's impossible. It's definitely much more clear.
What did you say also about the
what we're trying to understand here is what's the nature of the Isser of Malacha of Erev Shabbos. Okay? And there's a Darkei Moshe that says, that brings down from an Or Zeruah, that Eina Osir al Malacha Kavua, Shosu Lekvaratz from Malacha, because it was stuck here. But Malacha Ba'alma, Shehi Lashah, Veina Koveyatz Malacha is Shari. What exactly that means, you have to understand. Then there's a question, the Ramoy asks a question, whether you can write a letter during that time. Are you allowed to write a letter during that time? And he says, it's not worse than Chol HaMoed, it's Mutter, because it's not Ma'isa Umar. I mean, so what kind of an Issa Malacha is this? I mean, if it's an Issa Malacha like Chol HaMoed, so then you can't possibly hold like that, or it's a Ruah. Because in Chol HaMoed, we don't say that it's Mutter and Malacha, where you're not Kaveh yourself. Malacha is also Chol HaMoed. There's no
what?
He can't say it's an Issa Chol HaMoed because if it's an Issa Chol HaMoed, so there's no distinction. You can't do any Malach Chol HaMoed. So in one sense you're borrowing from Chol HaMoed. In the other sense you're saying it's not exactly like Chol HaMoed. What is the nature? What was nature of Issa? It's an interesting thing, but there's a definite contradiction between the Darkei Moshe and between the Ramon and the Shulchan Aruch. Because in the Darkei Moshe he says, why is the Geshul Mutter? Because it's not worse than Chol HaMoed. And over here he says it's Mutter because the Or Zeruah says that it's not considered a Kvias. That's the question. So why did he have to say because there's Lord of Chol HaMoed in the Darkei Moshe? Apparently he changed his mind from the time he wrote the Darkei Moshe to the Shulchan Aruch. No, it's like this. You see, sometimes malacha is usher per se. Like, for instance, on Shabbos and Yontif. And even Chol HaMoed is different than Shabbos and Yontif, because Chol HaMoed, it's not the Isser malacha per se, but it's the Isser that it shouldn't be Kiyom Chol. But that still means that what makes a Kiyom Chol if you could do a malacha? It has nothing to do with Kvias. If you can go and you could do a Maisa malacha right now, and you don't have to think about it, is you don't need a matir. You don't need Dover Ovid, you don't need any Matir. You don't need Tzach HaMoed. If you can do a Maisa Malacha, then it's Kiyom Chol. That's Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed is that it can't be Kiyom Chol. But then there's a Halacha that Malacha is Usur because of a different reason. Because of, like in Bayavelis, because of Hesach Hadas. So what does it mean? It means it's not the Malacha per se that's Usur, but Malacha functions as a medium through which the Hesach Hadas is brought about. You see? So the Malach is Usur because of Hesach Hadas. But the nature of the, you see, the Malach is Usur because of Hesach Hadas. In Chol HaMoed, it is the Malach per se that's Usur. It's structurally Malach that's Usur Chol HaMoed. And the only time that it's Mutter is where you have a Matir. But structurally, the Malach is Asr on Chol HaMoed. Because if it's Mutter, it's Kiyom Chol. Yom Chol is Yom Shel Malacha. Yom Shel Chol HaMoed is Yom She'en Shel Malacha. So you can't have Malacha on Chol HaMoed. It's the Malach, the Malacha is Asr. You see? The Malach is Asr. It would seem that with regard to Oval, there are two Isurim, basically. There's an Isser Malacha, and there's an Isser of, and there's an Isser Masoman. Masoman, business. But it would seem that by Ovel, Malacha plays a role. For instance, either the Isser is Malacha or Masoman.
Or you can't light a match?
That's the
Isser.
Yeah. But the the Isser Malacha is borrowed from Cholamayim. The Isser Malacha is borrowed from Cholamayim. The structure of the Isser, it's not Lamatas Malachas of Shabbos. It's the Malachas of Cholamayim, because Cholamayim is defined that it shouldn't be like any other day. Shelo Yehi Ki Yom Chol. So it's the Isurim from Cholamayim. It's the Malacha, the definition of Malacha on Cholamayim is applied to Avol. Is applied to Avel and the Isser, and then there's an Isser of Masa Mat. The only thing is, if there's a heter, Letzorach HaBayis is a heter. Like, for instance, if a woman cook, how could she cook? So you say, wait, it's Isha. Kibur HaBayis, Adochas Kosos, Vatzoas Amitos, Ein Bahem Nishim Malacha Lavo. So you see that it's a question of malacha. If it wasn't a question of malacha, it wouldn't be mentioned as halacha. You know what I mean? V'chein mutalisha lafos levashel b'me'ev lach. You see? Ramos says, kol ha-tzorach lach, v'mashen tzorach lach, can't cook more than she needs, only what she needs. Also to cook for you, also to cook more than she needs. No good. Can't cook for after avelos. That'll be an issa. So it'll be, what kind of, it'll be an issa malacha? So you see, malacha is really usher. In it's in Issa Malacha on by Avelos. Yeah. Ram was Ram. Perk El Chazayin. Bafachti Chagechem LeEvel. So it means that the Ma Chagos Basis Malacha Afala. So you see clearly, it's an Issa. An Ovel is an Issa Sis Malacha. It's borrowed from Yad from Chalamayim. No question about it. No question about it. So now we come to Erev Shabbos. So by Erev Shabbos, the question is like this. The question by Erev Shabbos is like this. By Erev Shabbos, it's not a lach of Yontif that shelo yeh ki yom chol. It's not a lach of Avol v'afachti chagechem le'evol. So what is it? It's a separate halacha of Kavod Shabbos. It's a lach of Kavod Shabbos, basically, right? So then the question is like this. The question is whether the Issur Malacha is nitfas as an Issur Malacha per se, or that the Issur Malacha is only a medium through which you can have a violation of Kavod Shabbos. But the Issur is not in the Malacha per se, the Issur is in the violation of the Kavod Shabbos. So that's what the Arzurua says. The Yazurah says that if through the Malacha it comes out that the Gavra is koveya himself for something other than Shabbos, that's where you're violating Kavod Shabbos. Because it will come out that the Gavra is being koveya himself for something else, which means that he's a Gavra that's neglecting Shabbos. That's a bazillion in Shabbos. That you can't have a car. So the Issur, so the Malacha is not us per se, according to the Yazurah. The Malach is only also because it's creating a Gavra that's not Kavua for Kavod Shabbos. He's Kavua for something else. And this is his mind. This is his mind in which the Kviyas must be exclusively for Kavod Shabbos. Right. The framework has to be it's a Malach. Why does the framework have to be? The framework must be Malach. Because Malach is an objective. Halacha requires an objective medium. You can't say if a person is laying down a couch and he's thinking of business that it's a violation of Kavod Shabbos. He's laying on a couch, he's sleeping, he's laying there. So sleeping should also be a degradation. It has to be Malacha. Malacha represents an objective hisaskus. The concept of Malacha. So you must bar Malacha from Chalamayim. So without that, yeah, there is no other recognition. There's no tzura. The tzura, you have to have a tzura of asiyah. Malach has a tzura of asiyah. So that tzura must be barred for Chalamayim. In other words, an Erev Shabbos tradition would be Saskus of the Gavra Shalom Hashem Shabbos. That's the issue. But what is the definition of a Saskus? It has to be barred. You have to have some form, some tzura. So the tzura is from Chalamayim, from Malach. You can't just create a new thing. There has to be some tzura. Malach functions in terms of giving the halacha a tzura. But it's not the malacha per se, according to the Azura, that's usher, but it's the gavra that emerges from the malacha that's usher. So therefore he says if it's not kavua, it's mutter. You could argue, you could say it's the malacha per se. I don't know. I mean, Yosef says, I don't know. It could be. According to the Gro wants to say, the Gro wants to say that the only heter that you have, no, can't neshev, you can definitely shave. Because that's like, that's the Sarach Kavod Shabbos. The Gro wants to say like this. The Gro wants to say that Letzorach Shabbos is equal to Letzorach HaMoed. That's what he wants to say. Because the Sakim got to say, Shabbos is Mutter Kol Hayom. So the Gro says, why? And so, because it says that Hedya Tov for Kedako, Mayit Kot Nafches, for Dafkel, Tzarech HaMayik, Mashkas Ram Shochan Osam, Ketov Kuf Mamal of Sefhei. You see? So, therefore, he wants to say that over here, Tzarech Shabbos is equivalent to the Tzarech HaMayik. So according to the Gro, it's according to the Gro, it's exactly like Chol HaMoed.
What do you mean?
Exactly. It comes up to the, according to the Gro, it's a very serious thing. It means Erev Shabbos basically that the only thing that's mutter are those malachas that are mutter Chol HaMoed. Shaving is mutter because shaving is a special gzera because otherwise it's Tzarech HaMoed. So according to the Gro, you see that it's exactly like Chol HaMoed. Yeah, there's one point I want to mention on the Ramban. I just want to mention it more clearly. On the Ramban, the previous Ramban that we took with regard to the halacha of that a drabonan that doesn't have its tam anymore is in a different status. Right? So, I'm just trying to remember whether we defined it precisely or not. I think we more or less came to this definition, but I want to just hit the nail on the head, so to speak. In other words, with the Ramban holds like this, a drabonin that doesn't have its tam, so it lacks, it's not considered a mishmeris anymore. It lacks in the shame mishmeris. Because the pasuk says, so every drabonin has a din of mishmeris. If the tam atakona ceases, the Ramban maintains, so then it loses its chalashem mishmeris. But still is not mutter, because drabonins are formulated just like their ices. And the mice is still a mice of error. Because it says, Vato em olahem shuvu lahem lo olahem. So you see that once something's nesar, it requires a shem issa. So the mice is a mice issa, but the shem mishmeris is lost. That's what the Ramban holds. That's why the Ramban try so hard to show that it exists bizman hazeh because of matzah and mara. First he wants to say it has a shem mishmeris because of a different function. Then finally he says no, its original shem mishmeris is still there because it exists because of matzah and mara. That's the Rabban. So therefore you must say that a drabonin has a functional definition. Functional definition. That's a clown drabonin has a functional definition. A new kind of. So we're doing the sugya daf nun on the base, beginning of Makom Shen Lagu, right? And the Gemara seems to say clearly, quite clearly, that there's an issa melacha every Erev Shabbos. Every Erev Shabbos is an issa melacha. Just like Erev Pesach. It's the only difference the Gemara says, from the plain shot in the Gemara, is either Zman, first Erev, or else the second teretz is that there's no owner, there's no, it's not mishamtinule. Not mishamtinule, which means there's no onish based in. But in terms of issu, it would seem clear from the Gemara that it's definitely awesome. Okay. Now this presents a few problems. And the Magad Avraham actually points them out. So the Mechaber says, Ha'osu malacha b'erev Shabbos men menuchu l'mayla ein erosu m'bracha. From this Mechaber would seem it's not an issu, just ein erosu m'bracha, eitzu teirah. But you see clearly from the next halacha that he holds it's an issur. Because it says, L'sakein begodah v'kelo v'tzarech Shabbos mutter kol hayom. It's mutter, in terms of mutter, in terms of osur. V'o din l'mishikos is from l'atzmo, derech l'mudah. So it's nothing to do with simon bracha. It would seem it's not a matter of the matter of simon bracha, it's a matter of making money, earning money, it's a different thing. Are you talking about to be a question even whether you could write svarim? Guys writing, write notes, malacha, regular malacha. Okay. Question, of course, is why it's expressed in this way, in a Rosh and Bracha, but whatever. The Gemara also expresses it that way, and the Gemara holds the clear-cut issue because the Gemara compares it to Erefesa. Right, now, the Magen Avraham raises a few important points here. First, Magen Avraham says, also Malacha says, Parka Machishari, you're allowed to do business. Why does he always lie to do business? What is he saying here? The Magen Avraham is differentiating between Mais and Malacha, which is awesome. Mais and Malacha means like Ariga, Bona, one of the Lamates Malachas. Okay? So over here it'd be Lama Zayim Malachas, be like Chalamayit. But definitely the Maisa Malacha, something which is a Maisa Malacha per se, is awesome. But he says Parkamachi is not a Maisa Malacha. Now Parkamachi is an interesting thing. What is the Issa Parkamachi in Chalos Ramayit?
So
it's Machlokas Hirshana. The Rosh says because of Tircha. I didn't say okay. So the Gemara says so Parkamachi is Asur and Chalos Ramayit. Now Parkamachi is Daf Yura Mabez in Mayit Kut. All the Gemara says it like this. Parkamachi Omar Rava. Parkamachi Kolshu Asur. Business. It seems Parkamachi Kolshu would seem to mean anything. Any mice of Hakinoa is Asur. Why is this Asur? Faces question whether halvor is considered parkamachi. There are all kinds of questions. But basically it seems that any type of parkamachi, any transaction, business transaction is awesome. Kosher, any business transaction. Ram says also that way? So why is it awesome? Why is it awesome? So the Rush says the reason is awesome because of Tircha. That's the Lashon HaRosh. Because of Tircha. But the Ran or the Nemuki Yosef saying it seems from them clear. Seems clear a different reason. Interesting thing. The reason is because it's Osir on Yontif Midrabbanon because of the Gzera. Why can't you do business on Yontif? Because of Gzera and Shabbos. Because of Gzera and the Yichto. Because really business is an Osir and Shabbos Midrashim. It's not Lamates Malachas. But the only thing is Gzera and the Yichto. So he holds that you see from the point that he makes that he holds that that's the reason for the Yisr. It's an interesting thing. Parkamachi, it's on Daf Dalar and Beis in the Rif, on the Maitad. Parkamachi Kol Shehu Afilu Shava Pruta Asa Lamacha V'chala Shemayit. That's what he says. Now he says Ubedover Avit Kol Shehu Mutter L'malchro V'chala Shemayit Shem Yisha L'malchro Yom Lo Yitnu Kol Kach La'achar ha'moed. You see, he wants to say that minias harevach. He wants to say with regard to business is considered davar of it. Says v'atam b'chol elu b'zer l'fi she'ein b'chol elu melacha gemura ve'ein kan ela mekach u'memka she'asa midivreihem b'yom tov gzera shem yichto b'chol hashem moed he tiru m'pnei havaras revach aval ramban kasa shlo yitiru l'knos min ha'shayara ela mashi tzoch l'tashnisho. That's a machlokes. It's a question. It's a machlokes to Harishonim apparently. Whether havoras minias harevach with regard to business is considered a davar avod. In other words, if I could sell it now and make a tremendous profit in chalamayit, after chalamayit, I don't know if I can make such a profit. Is that considered davar avod? A davar avod is only where I'm definitely going to lose, like by shayara. Shayara, everybody else considers a davar avod because they come into town like a sale. It's a sale. So now a sale you're allowed to do is considered davar avod. Why? Because they're not going to come back again. You're going to have to spend that money instead of getting it for $5, you're going to have to spend $8 on it. That's considered a davar avod. All right, there's no question davar avod. But if I could sell the thing for a high profit now, it's not considered a davar avod Just because it's Minyas HaRevach. Minyas HaRevach, I'll sell it again another time. It's a difficult area in general. But you see clearly, all I want to take from that area is one thing. That he says that Agav Orcha, while he's formulating his argument, he says that what's the issur of Parkamatya? The issur is Shami Yavala. See, he doesn't know what it is because he can't. So you see, it's a machlokas rishonim. Mishra mentioned it because it's the Magen Avraham mentioned it. So you see, in the Mishra, it says openly, it's a... So the ones that hold because of Tirchon Chol HaMoed, it's brief. The ones that hold because of Tirchon Chol HaMoed, we have to say it's Halacha of Onig. They hold that Onig exists in Chol HaMoed also. Because that's the Yisra Tirchon. But you have to say that. According to the others, apparently they don't want to say it's Halacha of Onig in Chol HaMoed, in the Mishra. So he said it's Gzera Shem HaYichtov. It's Gzera Shem HaYichtov. So it's an Isser, it's an Isser Ksiva. It sounds like you're stretching it. What? Yeah, so the question is, I mean, it doesn't seem logical. If you want to keep Malacha away, you want to prevent Malacha and Chol HaMoed, it doesn't seem logical that you should include a Gzera, Shem HaYichtov. Why should it be Gzera Shem HaYichtov with regard to, you mean, so you'll tell me like this, you'll say that over here also is a Gzera Shem HaYichtov. Over here also is a Gzera Shem HaYichtov. I mean, if it'll be about the business, then I'll do Ksiva. And Ksiva and Chol HaMoed is awesome. But you can really say more. Because Ron was the question. Let's say, for instance, you're not going to write Ma'aseh Uman, so would business be Mutar? All right, so tell me business was a question of Ma'aseh Uman. Possible. But you could say even better. It's not a halacha simply that they made Gzera Chol HaMoed Shem HaYichtov. It's not a Gzera Shem HaYichtov Chol HaMoed. Because you see, I'll tell you why. Because it's not so simple to say. It's not like some holders mitar rabbanan. First, so the Ron and the Nimuk Yosef. So Nimuk Yosef says, and the Nimuk Yosef himself holds that it's asmitar rice actually, the malacha. But the ikur shel davar is asmitar rice. Ikur shel davar is asmitar rice. But it would seem. It would seem to that Ikra Shel Davar. So Ikra Shel Davar seems to be that the Yom has to be Meshuna. Has to be a difference between Chol HaMoed and regular. Has to be different Midaraisa. But my Masr and Akasav Allah Chachamim, so they define precisely what it is. But to say so you could say that it's Gzera Shem HaYichtov. You could say it's Gzera Shem HaYichtov.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, but I would say more because you could say I would say more because since it's not really the Ma'aseh and Malacha per se that's Asmat HaRaisa. It's only the Shinu Hayom. So if a person will make a mistake and it'll be a Kosev in Chol HaShemoed, it's not like he made a mistake in Shabbos. In Shabbos, he made a mistake and it was a Kosev, so he actually did a Malacha, he violated Shabbos. But in Chol HaShemoed, it's not the same thing. There's a sheer of Shinui, so he's not in line with the sheer Shinui. But you can't say that the Ma'aseh Malacha per se is a Ma'aseh Avera. I understand, because you're going to tell me that any violation of Shir Shini is already brought us under the rice. Is already the rice. Yeah, I understand. But there's an easier way to explain it. Well, you could say it like this. That when it comes to a Shvus is different than a regular Gzera. See, a Shvus really is considered like an extension of the Malacha. Because the fact that the Chum created Shvusin, that's a derisa, like the Rambam says. What is that? It's like the Rambam says in Perek Chafalaf, the whole beginning of Perek Chafalaf Shabbos. Nemar tar tishbos afil mevarim she'en malach chayv lishbos da'afonim. Chayv lishbos mehen. Vorm har behen she'asur chacham shem Shvus. So you see, Shvus is considered like an extension of the of malach. That's what's called a Shvus. It's an extension of Shvisa. So therefore, once you have a Shvus, and Chol HaShemoed borrows its concept of Malacha from Yontif and Shabbos, so the Shvus and Mudge regular one also. That's what the Nimuk is. That's what the Nimuk is. The others apparently disagree. They don't hold the Shvus and Mudge. That's why they say it's a separate Issur Tirchon. It's a separate Issur Tirchon. So at any rate, so it's interesting. So you have Machlokas or Rishonim, really, whether or not, I mean, what the nature of the issue of business is on Chol HaShemoed. On Chol HaShemoed. There's a rush on this, an important rush that goes through the same question. But from the Nemukim Yosef, it seems to be, there seems to be a difference between saving money like by Shayora, or making a profit. Okay? So, in other words, the difference is like this. There's a difference in saving and making a profit. By saving, I'm dealing in terms of the amount of money that I have now. Okay? So I have $5,000 in the bank, so now I'm dealing in terms of saving, reducing my expenditures. So I'm reducing my expenditures. It means that I'm saving from the amount of money that I'm going to lose. So that's considered as measured against in the framework of the amount of money that I have. That's at the end. So that's why that's considered like carrot. That's why it's considered like carrot. But if you're going to tell me if I would sell this house, now I could make an extra $50,000. That's revach. Because it's not measured against the amount that you have presently. So whatever you own presently, if I can reduce the expenditure, that's considered like I'm saving from the carrot. Yeah. But to make a profit, there's no carrot that you're measuring against. It's simply what you could have. That's considered revenue. What you could have is not what you. In other words, if it's measured against what you have, that's considered a dover over. That's like a sale. That's like sale. But if I could gain profit, that's not considered a devar over anymore. That's where you're talking about. You're talking about revach, about profits. Profits are devar shel bol olam. That's awesome. See, the other Rishonim disagree. They say that even in menias harevach is considered one. It's considered devar over. Why? And they derive it from Shayara. They derive it from Shayara. In other words, those Rishonim seem to say that when it comes to business, there's a different kind of Dover Ovid. The concept of Dover Ovid is different. When you're dealing with a substance and with regular malachas, so then Dover Ovid is intended. What you own, there shouldn't be any loss. But by business, the situation is considered a loss. There's a situational loss. Dover Ovid means that right now I have a situation, tomorrow I don't have a situation necessarily. It's a different kind of Dover Ovid. That's the Machlekes. The Machlekes Hashanim is whether or not Dover Ovid in business is measured just like Dover Ovid with regard to everything else. So you have like this. If you say it's measured with regard to everything else, you have two possibilities. Either you can say, right, by that you see from the Shonim Shayara, it's not a loss of Karen. So therefore, we say that over here, Karen means not actually Karen, but it means the amount of expenditures. Reducing your expenditures is considered, that's considered Dover Ovid. And if it's against your expenditures, then it's a Mukkah. But profits is up to you, right? But the other Rishonim hold know that with regard to business, is a different concept of Dover Ovid. It means a situational Dover Ovid. That's a Dover Ovid in business. Can't duplicate the situation next week. That's considered Dover. That's the Machlokes. So Machaber's Mekel, it's in Tavkuf Lama Tesei. If it's Dover Sheina Motzei, Lachamo Egon Sfinus or Sheyor Shebo or Sheim Evakshim Motzei, so Machu Bezula Lokhu Biyoser, either way, buying or selling, Mutter Liknos Vilimko, Afilu Shelo Lutzarech Tashmisho, Ela Lasso Schora Lestake. What didn't we read on Fulham's Man was Man? Mean sales. Al makoma sheyeshlam yom hashuk yom echad b'shavua ainu mutar limkor leknas miyom hashuk shabasach moed shein ze davar ovid shemin nimkayim hashuk shabasach moed yom gavi yom hashuk shlach hamoed. If it's constant sales, like our situation of sales, you have to say it's also. This is always these sales, unless it's an unusual sale. But every store goes on sale, so you won't do it now. So don't sell in 2 weeks, another month. That's not considered davar ovid. You see, but if it's an unusual sale, see, it really was true. And that's what he says. So how does the Mechaber define it? The Mechaber defines it. Dover Ovid, with regard to Parkamachi, is a different type of definition. It means a situation that you can't, that's going to be over. The situation is not going to be in existence, so that's considered davar ovid vis-a-vis parkamacha. That's the way he learns. Now the question is Erev Shabbos. Oh, by the way, and Muki Yosef seems to say that, he seems to say a unique thing. He says, so he wants to say that really Havaras HaRevach, Menias HaRevach is not considered davar ovid. But he wants to say that they were matirit, because Mecca Chomemka per se is not in the same category of Isser. Mecca Chomemka is in a different category of Isser, so therefore they have the Dover of it, but Mecca Chomemka is even Havaras HaRevach, is even Menias HaRevach. That's what he wants to say. Okay. But at any rate, getting back to that's what he means. He means to say it's not really defined as davar ha'avod. It's a separate definition with regard to Mecca Chomemka. Basically, saying they made a different definition of davar ha'avod. It's a different definition. You can't tell me that Menias HaRevach is inherently davar ha'avod. Doesn't make any sense. That's what I'm going to say. But with regard to the category of Mecca Chomemka, they had a different. They defined it differently because it's not so chomer anyways. They don't want to. They don't want to be so severe, and they have a right to make a different definition over there. Menias HaRevach is a definition of davar ovid with regard to Takamachi. That's what he says. It's nice to meet you. Now, the question now, so now let's get back to Erev Shabbos. So where does Erev Shabbos stand? Where should Erev Shabbos stand with regard to Takamachi? So the answer seems to be very simple.
What?
So if it's because of Tircha, should be mutter 100%, because you're not going to say onig erev Shabbos. There's no halacha like that. But if you're going to say like in the Muki Yosef that it's halacha, an extension of malachos and shvusim, so then it certainly should be also. Well, let's say for instance, then the Muki Yosef doesn't know whether chalamayit is gerbani or deraisa. But even if it was gerbani, he still has to park machi. That's because you're transferring the Rabbanan transfers the Shvusim come transferred along. The Shvusim come transferred along with it. You see? The Shvusim come transferred along with it. There's no question it would be the same as Chol HaShemayim. It would be the same as Chol HaShemayim. Even the Mekiesis himself says that the Shvus over here, that since it's only Rabbanan, it's only a Shvus, then they gave a different definition. Yeah, fine, that's good. They gave a different definition. But the Magen Avraham is consistent, because the Magen Avraham with regard to Parka Machia says the reason is because of Tircha. In Tavkuf Lam Test, the Magen Avraham says Schara Asur Nea Tarach. That's it. So he's quoting the Rush. But the Namuki Yosef, you see all differently. So it's very good. Magen Avraham is consistent, but according to Namuki Yosef, the Magen Avraham's pshat would not hold water. Okay. But at any rate, he said like this. So he brings one raya from the Uvda B'nai Baishin, which means to say that they were business people. And he's learning that it was after Mincha. So what did it have to do with the Minig? Yes. It's also anyways, make it. You see, Takamach is Mutter. That's what he said. So, but others ask, the Chassam Sof and the Siv Chaim, ask, they say, no, maybe it was before Mincha over there. Before Mincha. All right, there's something to think about. Anyways, V'chein Muchach Sof Perk Beis the Shabbos. The second tkiyah was to the nevatel the city. So why? What does it mean? Why do I have to have? So what is he saying? He's saying like this. In other words, the first tkiyah had to be nevatel la'am. So the first tkiyah had to be to stop malacha. It can't be earlier than the issur of malacha. Now why? Now the second tkiyah had to be later. So what are they doing? What are the people in the year doing? So you must say the people in the year in the Chaniyos is talking about Parkamachia. That Parkamachia really isn't Usser. Parkamachia is Mutter. That's what he said. The difficulties in Magen Avraham are many over here with regard to in Dalit. First of all, he seems to say that it's not an Isser anymore, and it's Teretz. And the problem, because he wants to say that Yisham, he says Midino, that a Paul has to work until nighttime. Right. But Aval Eina Roasim and Bracha. That's why they're Masakin. Mashma is Mutter, but Eina Roasim and Bracha. So that's why they're Masakin and Tkias. But the problems. But basically, it seems it's an Isser. It's an actual Isser over there. So the problem is like this. You have The Gemara in Sheish Tkiyas, which seems to be, in the Gemara, that the, it seems to be another thing. He wants to answer the Sheish Tkiyas by saying that the first Tkiyas was really a Malacha, and then Parkamachi was Mutter afterwards. Okay? Parkamachi was Mutter afterwards. Problems, Maran. But the problems, let's take the problems in the Sugya. So even if you're going to say, like the Magen Avraham says, that Parkamachi is Mutter, and that's why it was Mutter after the first Tkiyas for the people in the year to continue to do Malacha, right? But the implication from Rashi certainly, and is not that the reason why they blew earlier in the field is because that was this man of blowing. That's not the implication for the Gemara and Shabbos. The implication was that they blew earlier in the field because the people in the field had to have time to get into the city. So, according to them, they learned the Maharam's learning the Sugya differently. They blew in the field because that was the time to stop Malacha. And then in the city, it was going to be, because let's say, I don't care what, if you're going to say you blow Mincha Gedola, Mincha Ketana, either way, there's enough time to get back to the city from the field, right? So if you're going to say that the Issa Malacha is Mincha Ketana, that's when they blew. So they blew, let's say, at a 6-6 day, they blew at 3:30. So the reason why they blew in the field at 3:30 because that was the time to stop Malacha, according to him. But from the Gemara, from Rashi, from the Sugya, it seems to be that the field is different because they have to have time to get home. Doesn't the Rambam say that?
Yeah.
The Rambam doesn't say it clearly, but Rashi says it openly. Rashi says in Shabbos, he says to give them time to get home. Doesn't Rashi say that in Shabbos?
Yeah.
The Rambam says, yes, Lahavtil Memlocha, Rashi says, Lahavtil Memlocha Shabbosodas, Daf Lamanayim Beis and Shabbos, Yehelohen Shos, Likonis Le'ir. Okay? Then next to Lahavtil Le'ir Memlocha. Lachanu Yos is Mechachomemka. See, Rashi says like this, it's interesting. Rashi learns openly against the Magen Avraham. It says, Lahavtil Le'ir, Rashi says, Memlocha. So Rashi has a different view. So it's not lahaftil ho'ir v'chanuyos. It's two things: lahaftil ho'ir, and then v'chanuyos. So you see clearly, according to Rashi, that the malach in the year was later. Malach in the year was later. It's an open Rashi, and Rashi says clearly that why did they stop the people in the Sodos earlier? Because they should have time. But if you're going to say like the Magen Avraham, so you're going to tell me that the reason why they stopped the people in the field is because that's the Zman, it's 3:30, you can't be later, you can't turn the Malacha now. And the reason they allowed the people in the city, because of Pakamachia, it doesn't fit in. You don't have to say, because you have to give them time to get home. From 3:30, it's plenty of time to get home. So the reason why I blow the first key at 3:30 is because that's the time, that's the Zman Ha'isa. It's against the Gemara, it doesn't fit in. I don't know, we have to think about it later. But this is Rashi's clear this way. Now Rashi has the same problem, the Stiris Asugis. The Gemara Pesachim says that it's Asur, and over here he's saying that obviously these Tkiyas were later in the day, these Sheish Tkiyas. Okay? Now, there's another question that the Magen Avraham raises, the question with regard to Pai. So what does the Magen Avraham say? He asks the question. It says that the Pai only allow him to go home Kedetzli as dog cotton. That's the same shear over here. That Kiddush Lishus, right? So that's a very small time. As in he's working late. Now they can't get out of it. How's it possible if there's Nisa Malacha? If there's Nisa Malacha. So that's all he is. I say it's like Shnei Ksuvim HaMakhtushim Zezeh Asher Yavah HaKasav HaShlishu Yachrim HaNeh. Shnei Ksuvim Zezeh is the Gemara in Pesachim and the Gemara Shabbos. But Poel is the answer. The answer in Poel. There's halachas like this. The halacha is that a Poel, for instance, a Poel is that Siman and Shulchan Aruch over there, Chayshim Mishpat, that the Magen Avraham quotes, he brings down the halacha. Like a person hires a Poel and he tells him, "Why you working?" But let's say, for instance, he says, "I want you to work for me to din Torah." Then he has to start at sunrise. I go to Sesquatch.
So the question is, what is this halacha of work make a din Torah? A poel is everybody should make their own conditions. What's the din Torah? What's the Torah? There is no business giving specific conditions for poel. It's just a reference to din Torah. That's one interesting. Another thing is halacha is a poel, for instance, is pukkah. From certain
halachas.
The fourth bracha in birth is halacha. Fourth bracha in birth is a Muslim, and he's pukkah. As a matter of fact, davening, he says, he's allowed to do malacha even Kriya Shema after the first pasuk. Davening, he says, so you see, there's a whole series of halachas with regard to a poel. Not like Taisim even asked the question. Taisim bracha asked the question because the Gemara says he says two brachas. He says three and two. That is a halacha. Now the question is, how the many Rishonim hold, most Rishonim hold that the three brachas and brachas of Mosna are derisive. Taisha asked the question. He says, how can he do it? It's derisive. Difficult point Taisha's raised. It's a funny thing. Taisha is on Tazayna and Alf and Brachas. V'chosein b'brichas aras. Afagav d'mid erisa hein. Yesh koach b'yach hachom laka dov min ha-Torah. Holu tzudim b'mleches balabayas. What is Taisha saying? And they should hold the truth in the lechus balabayas. Hold the truth in the lechus balabayas. Hachom wa'okra davna raisa. Because we're pale. But what you see from this is one thing. You have to come to one conclusion. That poel is a halacha. You see, poel doesn't mean if I hire myself out as a poel, it doesn't simply mean that we made up that I'm going to do X amount of actions. X amount of actions for you, and you're going to pay me for it. A poel is a different gavra. The gavra of a poel. Just like there's a gavra of an eved, you see. There's a gavra of an eved, there's a gavra of a poel. It's a different gavra. It's a shem in the gavra. Now this shem in the gavra results, that's why it says, if he says, I want you to be a poel like the Torah says, kedin Torah, so it starts at sunrise, that's the gavra. He's a poel, kedin Torah means from sunrise to nightfall. That's the definition of a poel. Of course, a poel is defined not simply as a contractual agreement about actions, but it means there's a certain gavra of a poel. It's not a gavra like an heaven, never given. But there is a chalas shem of a gavra of a poel. So kedin Torah means, how did the Torah describe the gavra? So the Torah describes, because since it's a gavra, so there must be a description for the gavra. So the Torah has the Torah description is from sunrise to nightfall. But if we make up between us, we can make up a different kind of a gavra. But the Torah had to give a case, because since it's a gavra, it has certain characteristics. There has to be some characteristics that the Torah has to choose. The Torah chose certain objective characteristics. But in a different society, you can make up your own characteristics. No problem. But you see, that's why there is such a halacha like that. And that's why a poel basically is pater from the fourth bracha and brachas of Mazon. Because of the fact that if he's a different gavra. He's a different gavra. He's a different gavra with regard to tefillah. He's a different gavra with regard to brachas. Maybe with regard to krishma. We've got all those different gavra. He's a gavra midaraisa. And a gavra midaraisa, the chachamim will even mafkia from this gavra as a third bracha according to the Tosfos, which is midaraisa. I mean, it seems to be clear from Gemara. So they were mafkia from this gavra a certain chovas bracha of three brachas. They say combine into two. It's a yeshkacham akadavna atara. So you see clearly that a poel is a different gavra. I think the only way to answer the sugya is based upon this. There's one more premise. The question we have to ask like this: what is the nature of the Issur Malacha with regard to Erev Shabbos? What is the nature of the Issur Malacha with regard to Erev Shabbos? All the time, whenever we have Issur Malacha, it's an interesting concept. Whenever there's Issur Malacha, there's always a Chalashem Yom. There's a Chalashem Yom HaShabbos, Chalashem Yom Tov, Chalashem Chol HaMoed. And there's an even
There's even a chalas shem yom with regard to avelus. Like the Rambam says, "Vachti chagechem le'evil mikan she'ar poresh she'ar avel also b'seis melacha." It's like a chag. What does the Rambam mean by a chag? It's a chalas shem yom. That's why an avel is also b'melacha. It's a chalas shem yom. It's not an avel is also b'melacha simply because he shouldn't be, he shouldn't lose his concentration on the avelus. It's a separate halacha. Now I'll tell you the tinoch because of that separate halacha. That it has chadas, but it's more than has chadas. It's a chalas shem melacha, and because of the yom ha'avelus, the yom is a chalas shem. You see, the yom is a chalas shem. So that's why it's asum melacha. Now the question is, erev Shabbos, there can't be a yom erev Shabbos.